Hi, thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. The Fish started a series against Cincinnati last night. For those of our friends in the Fish family, your bonus code today is Tony, as in Tony Perez, who dons the Cincinnati C on his hat in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Perez played 23 Major League seasons, including 16 for the Big Red Machine. He's the father of Eduardo Perez, and now special assistant to the president for the Marlins. Last night, Miami and Jose Fernandez started the weekend set against the Reds. And for a full rewind of the game, we turn it to Glenn Geffner.
Well, happy homecoming for the Marlins. After a 3-6 road trip, they get back to Marlins Park, and all is well again. Marlins beat the Reds 3-1. Good start to this three-game series, taking us up to the All-Star break. Jose Fernandez looking to bounce back from allowing 9 runs, a career high last time out, Saturday against the Braves. Dan Straley on the mound for the Reds. And the Marlins got this trailing inning number 1 with one out. Martin Prado a double. He was at second base for Christian Yelich.
Yelich 265 with runners in scoring position for the year. Hits one down the left field line. That's going to be a fair ball. Bouncing toward the corner. Cut off by Duvall. Home to score is Prado. A stand-up double for Yelich and an RBI. And the Marlins have a 1-0 first inning lead.
Jose would set down the first 7 in a row tonight. He'd allowed just one base runner through the first 3 innings. Tucker Barnhart, the Reds catcher, had a 1-out single in the 3rd. But in the 4th, the Reds put some pressure on Jose. Billy Hamilton led off with a single to right field when the ball was juggled for 2nd by Stanton. Hamilton took 2nd. He was still at 2nd after 2 men were out, though. Joey Votto struck out, then Jay Bruce lined to left. So the Reds down a run, had the tying man in scoring position, but 2 outs when the All-Star, Adam Duvall, came to the plate. 2-0 pitch is lined over short. That's down for base hit. That'll score Hamilton, who's around 3rd. Ball gets by Yelich for 2nd. Duvall trying for 2nd. Yelich's throw. Hop is high, but still. Oh, Dietrich got the tag on Duvall, but he got in there safely somehow. And we're tied at 1. And the Reds were hoping to not be done with Jose in that 4th inning. Man, it's 2nd again. 2 down for Brandon Phillips. Jose, 36 pitches in the first 3 innings. This will be his 21st here in the 4th. Ahead of Phillips, nothing in 2. The kick and the pitch. And Phillips grounds one up the middle. That's a base hit. Dietrich behind the bag at 2nd. Fields it. Now Duvall trying to score. The throw home. JT the tag. And he is out at the plate. Good play by Dietrich, saving a run just by keeping that ball in the infield. And then with the aggressive base running play, Duvall trying to score, but Derek a perfect peg to the plate for the out to end the inning. So it was an unearned run in the 4th inning, but a run nonetheless, and a 1-1 game into the bottom of the 4th. Marlins got back-to-back walks to Yelich and Stanton to begin the inning. Yelich took 3rd base on a fly ball to right by Marcelo Ozuna, so Miami had 1st and 3rd for Derek Dietrich. 2-0 pitch to Derek Dietrich is lined to left for a base hit to give Miami the lead. Yelich in from 3rd. Derek Dietrich delivers. His 29th RBI. 2-1 Marlins in the 4th. In inning number 5, the Reds got back-to-back hits to start things off against Jose. The number 7 and 8 men, Suarez and Barnhart, both singled. So 1st and 3rd, nobody out. Pitcher Dan Straley dropped down a sacrifice bunt. That advanced Barnhart to 2nd base. There was 1 out at that point. 2 men in scoring position. Back to the top of the order, Zach Cozart, who'd homered in his last 3 games. He was a red-hot hitter coming in, but he struck out for the 2nd out, part of an 0-for-4, 3K night for Cozart. So the Reds, after 1st and 3rd with nobody out, 2nd and 3rd with 1 out, had 2 outs. They needed a big hit from Billy Hamilton.
2 down, 2 in scoring position. Marlins up 2-1. And here comes the 0-2 to Hamilton, and a bounding ball to the shortstop. Up with it, Echevarria. Throw to first for the out. And Jose got out of a major jam here in the 5th.
He protected the 1-run lead. That's our move of the game. Brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So in a 2-1 game, we move to the 6th inning. In the bottom of the 6th, with one out, nobody on, up to the plate step Christian Yelich.
Here's the 1-0 pitch, and here is a drive into the air. Hamilton back in deep right center. It is going to be up, up and away, and a home run for Christian Yelich to deep right center, up into the shrubbery. And Yelich has hit number 7 on the year. His 2nd RBI tonight. And the Marlins have a 3-1 lead with that long ball.
It was one of those new Marlins Park home runs. Would not have been a home run here last year. It's a home run this year, and that was a big insurance run for Miami. Jose made it through seven innings tonight, allowed just the one unearned run on six hits, didn't walk anybody, struck out eight. He threw 93 pitches, 64 strikes. Could Don Mattingly have run him out there for the eighth? Yeah, he could have, but there's really no reason to with the game at that point with Fernando Rodney and A.J. Ramos, a couple of All-Stars lined up for the eighth and the ninth. Rodney pitched a 1-2-3 eighth inning, chalked up a strikeout. Then A.J. came on for the ninth. He struck out the first man, Joey Votto. Got Jay Bruce on a comebacker for the second out. So the Reds were down to their final hope, trailing by two. Two outs, nobody on the ninth when A.J. Ramos went after Adam Duvall.
Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three in the ball game, and A.J. Ramos has a 1-2-3 save here in the ninth inning. And the Marlins have beaten the Cincinnati Reds 3-1 behind Jose Fernandez.
Really good night on the mound. Jose, seven innings, six hits, one unearned run. And Fernando Rodney, a perfect eighth. A.J. Ramos, a perfect ninth. Three All-Stars with nine solid innings on the hill for Miami tonight. For the Marlins, three runs, seven hits, two errors, four men left. For the Reds, one run, six hits, no errors. They strand four. Jose Fernandez, the winning pitcher. He's 11-4 in the season. Dan Straley, the loser, falls to 4-6. For A.J. Ramos, save number 26 in 27 tries. Time of the ballgame, a brisk 2 hours, 16 minutes. And a crowd of 22,333 goes home happy. Marlins improved to 45-41 in the season. They are now 22-19 at home, where they're 21-12 after beginning the year, 1-7. They've won 9 of the last 12 here at Marlins Park. Jose Fernandez tonight improves to 25-1 with a 1.43 ERA in 36 lifetime starts here at Marlins Park. Let me let that sink in for a second. 25-1 with a 1.43 ERA in 36 career starts here at Marlins Park. And for the Marlins, this is win number 45 on July 8th and game number 86. A season ago, Marlins didn't win their 45th game until August 11th in game 113. So they're more than a month ahead of last year's pace, 27 games ahead of last year's pace, as they beat the Reds in the first of three by the final of 3-1.
It was certainly a rebound for Jose, who came off 5 2/3 innings with 6 earned runs, 9 in total, last week in Atlanta. Here's what the Marlins ace said about adjustments after the ballgame.
There was a lot of things to work on from last start, a lot of adjustments to be made. I think that we made a couple. There's still a lot of work to be done, and a lot of things that we have to get better at. I came back in the second inning, and I told Juan, I was like, hey, man, I feel that I can put the ball wherever I want today. It's a good feeling. That doesn't really happen, often. But, just try to make quick, good pitches, quick outs, stick to the game plan with JT, always has a fantastic game plan. And we came on top today. We're lucky.
2 games left before the Marlins send 5 players to San Diego for All-Star Week activities. The middle game against Cincinnati this afternoon at 4:10. Adam Conley's on the mound. Catch your next Fish Family bonus code by subscribing and having the next Marlins Rewind automatically download to your device. And listen to this afternoon's broadcast with Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner on 940 Wins and the Marlins Radio Network.